Man, we appreciate you being here today. Thanks for coming out. It is great to see the front rows filled. That is awesome. Should have about 15 baptisms this morning. I'm excited about it. It's going to be great. Hey, it is a very special day for our church family. I know that some of you came in and you did not expect to see barn animals strolling through the lobby this morning. We understand. That is not a normal thing that happens around here. Maybe you came looking for donuts this morning and you found frankincense and myrrh instead. It is because today is our nativity play. It's when our children get to bring Jesus center stage. And it is something that they have been looking forward to with great anticipation. It's one of those times where it's just hard to get the kids to go to bed. It's hard to be able to sleep. You can't eat. You can't focus. You can't wait until that time to when the event is finally here. I mean, we're talking elf level excitement that's going on here this morning. I mean, this is, you know, I know him, right? This is that kind of excitement. Now, our kids, they're right now in our overflow room, which is over here off to the side, and they are getting all their last minute prep on, and they are mic'd up. And you're going to be able to hear them a little bit later as they share the story of Jesus. But I think because they are mic'd up this morning, we're going to be able to do something that we've never done before during our nativity. We're going to give you an opportunity to kind of hear what some of their prep is as they are getting everything ready. So if you guys just be really quiet, I want you to listen, and we're going to cut their mics on and see exactly what they are doing to get ready. Let's see.
We ready for ya.
Oh, they're excited. Take it down. Miss Brittany, you have them pumped up in there. Yes, you do. That is great. The volunteers are like holding the kids back because they have so much pent-up excitement. And after all, that's how it should be. Because they are getting ready to come in here and to shine the spotlight on how God has come near and moved into the neighborhood. It's the greatest story that has ever been told, and we get to be a part of it. And I hope you know that your presence today helps to make everything extra special. Some of you have been getting reminders for the last month. Make sure that you're at East Brainerd. Make sure that you're here on, December the 15th. Don't want you to miss it. And you have come, and you've come to be a part of this, and we are so grateful for that. And so if this is your first time in our midst, thank you so much. And if this is where you call home, I'm grateful for all the encouragement that you've been giving to our children over these last few weeks. Now, our kids are in the overflow room going over their lines one last time, and they are getting ready to come in here. They're getting the finishing touches on their costumes. And what I want us to do just for a few minutes is to prepare ourselves as well, because we also need to get ready. We're so thankful that you are here today, and in order to get ready, we're going to share in a time of communion, and we want you to be able to participate. And if you were new and coming in and you didn't see the tables, you didn't realize that we had these small communion cups with bread and juice, we want you to be able to share with us. And so we do have some of our elves here this morning who can help. If you'll just raise your hand if you need one of these small communion cups, you'd like to have one of these as we share communion together. I know that we've got some different elves with baskets. Just raise your hand and they'll be glad to get you one. Thank you for doing that. Because we are not just spectators in this story. I know that you came to encourage the children, but we're not just spectators. We are participants in the story of Jesus. And there's a certain expectation that comes with being part of the Jesus narrative. In fact, there is this common thread that runs through the telling of the Jesus story in Luke's gospel. From beginning to end, those who found themselves a part of what God was doing through Jesus Christ happily gave him praise. Literally, it says, they spoke well of God. That's what it means to praise, to speak well of. They spoke well of God. They thanked him. They bragged on him. They sang to him. They prayed to him. They told others about him. God's name and God's goodness were on their lips. And the way that Luke depicts it, praise is the natural response of a people who have been blessed by God. It's a natural response of what people do when they have encountered God's blessing. And so Mary, in the very first chapter of the story, saying, "My soul magnifies or praises the Lord." As she was thinking about what God was going to do and how God was going to use her as a vessel of his blessing, she says, "My soul just cries out to the Lord." Zechariah praised God the instant that his voice returned, and he told everyone that God had sent a mighty Savior. On the night of the announcement of the birth of Jesus, angels filled up the sky with praise to God to announce that the Savior had been born. And the shepherds who had first seen that angel announcement, after they went and found the Jesus child, they're in a feed box. Luke says that they went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. Later on, when Simeon saw Mary and Joseph at the temple, he goes and takes Christ from the arms of his parents, and he praises God. And then there was this woman named Anna who was there as well. And we're told that she came along just as Simeon was talking to Mary and to Joseph, and that she began to praise God. And she began to go and tell everyone about the child. Luke makes sure to highlight that the nativity story is filled with praise. But he doesn't stop there. It's not just that praise was there the night that the manger was filled. He wants us to know that later on when Jesus healed a paralyzed man, that the man picked up his mat and that he went home praising God. And that everyone that saw it was gripped with great wonder and awe. And that they praised God saying, "We have seen amazing things today." When Jesus gave life back to a widow's son, Luke says that fear swept the crowd and that they praised God saying, "God has visited his people today." Once Jesus saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. For 18 years she had been unable to stand up straight. And when Jesus saw her, he called her over to him and said, "Dear woman, you've been healed of your sickness." And then he reaches out and he touches her. She could instantly stand up straight. And Luke says, how she praised God. Of course she did. Of course she praised God, right? After all, she had been touched. She had been blessed by God. But she wasn't the only one. In Luke's telling of Jesus' story, lepers praised God, and blind individuals praised God, and Roman soldiers praised God. And to be sure that we don't miss the point that those who have been touched by God, those that have been blessed by God, that it's natural for them to offer praise, Luke ends his writing by saying this. The very last words in his gospel. While Jesus was blessing his disciples, he left them and was taken up to heaven. So they worshiped him and then returned to Jerusalem filled with great joy, and they spent all their time in the temple praising God. The last words in his gospel. Those who have been blessed by God, praise God. And that's how it ended. Because it's the natural response of a people blessed by God, praise. So, as we get ready for the kids to come and to share the greatest story, I thought it might be good to remind us that we need to be a people who praise God verbally. I know it might sound strange to say that, but we need to be reminded to speak well of God. We need to be a people that say something about him, pray something to him, sing something for him. Psalm 107 verse 2 says that the redeemed of the Lord should tell their story. So there is someone who needs to hear the story of how God has touched your life. So say something. Something. Something about God. And while you're at it, say it communally. Praise God with a group. When the angels announced Jesus' birth, Luke says there was a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. a single messenger on that night was not going to do. Instead, heavenly beings filled up the sky. And I know that every generation has their share of people that say, Jesus, yes, but church, no. That happens in every group and every time. And yes, you can praise God by yourself in your PJs and on the couch. And we thank God for those of you who are doing that right now and you're watching online. And yes, there are a lot of things that turn people away from being a part of a church community. But as you read through Scripture, you discover that God is community. And we are made to do life together. And throughout Scripture, the people of God praise God together. So praise God communally and praise God verbally. And one more, learn to praise God demonstrably. Now there's a word we never use anymore, right? But I needed an L-Y word. So praise God demonstrably. Let there be no doubt. Let your body express what your heart is feeling. And allow your heart to be awakened by your body. Because your love is better than life, we read in Psalm 63. The psalmist said, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name I will lift up my hands. I'm not sure where we got the idea that proper worship means to be quiet and sit on our hands. But I believe it's one of the greatest disservices done to our fellowship. I mean, think about it. That our children might learn from watching us to show more joy and emotion at a ball game than in a church gathering, praising God is shameful. Praise is the natural response of a people blessed by God. So it's time for us to get our praise on. It's time for us to be reminded of God's touch in our lives. And so we're going to share bread and wine this morning as a reminder that we are participants, not just spectators to this story. We really came to do more here than just support our children. Each of us has been blessed by God, touched by His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness, all through Jesus Christ. We share this communion as a reminder that the baby that was in the manger was the same person who also was the Savior on the cross. And that the one who came to the world in weakness will return one day in power. And so today we celebrate what has come and we celebrate what we know is coming. We share this communion as a reminder that we are to be a people of praise because, yes, Virginia, we have been blessed by God. And so in a few minutes, when our kids come in and they put Jesus on center stage, you and I are actually going to have moments where we join them in lifting our voices and offering praise to God. I want us to do so not as spectators, but as participants who have bread and wine on our breath. Let's join them as people who know Jesus and who are ready to praise God. Will you join me in prayer as we share in this bread and cup together? Father, may we be a people of praise because we realize how blessed we have been. We realize how we have been touched by you. May the story that we hear and see and experience this morning be a reminder to us, or perhaps tell us for the first time, about your love, about your grace, about your mercy, about your forgiveness. And may we allow this story, may we allow the things that we participate in to well up inside of us a gratitude that cannot help but be expressed. So that not only here, but when we leave this place, that we will speak your name, that we will share about your goodness with others, that we would seek out others to be able to praise you with, to encourage one another, to be able to lift one another up, to know that we are not alone in this world. And Father, may we praise you with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our body, with all of our soul. May we be a people who live as if we know Jesus. Thank you for the reminder that we will have today. Thank you for these children and their desire to praise you. And thank you for the lessons that we will be taught. As we share bread and cup here this morning, we do so with a heart filled with gratitude and lips of praise. It's through Jesus that we pray these things. Amen.